Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's turn our hearts now to the Lord as we begin this moment of meditation, focusing our hearts and minds on Him, setting aside anything that would distract us, that would get in the way of this moment of communion with Him. Let's activate our faith. Lord, I believe in You. I believe in Your truths, believe in You, all that You reveal and have taught us in Scripture, through the Church. I believe in Your presence in my life, and I thank You for that presence. I hope in You too. I hope in everything that You've revealed, in Your love, in Your mercy, in Your power. I hope in that paternal, caring presence throughout my whole life, and that through all the different challenges that You permit, You're at work caring and forming and leading me back to You. And I love You, Lord. I love You because You first loved me by creating me, by redeeming me, by healing me, by giving me the faith, by giving me wonderful family, my natural family, my religious family. So I just thank You and love You for all the ways You've loved me first. I express gratitude and thank You. Blessings of this day, this week, this year. Can take some time just to think of those things and let gratitude well up in your heart. And Lord, I humble myself before You, asking for Your presence in this time of prayer, asking for You to speak to me and reveal Yourself to me through the Scriptures that I'm about to meditate on. So we turn to Matthew 6, 19 to 23. Listen to the words. See if any jump out, create curiosity or interest, or remind you of some spiritual truth from which then you can begin to reflect and dialogue with the Lord. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and decay destroy, thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be sound and filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" Lord, as I hear these words, I think first of that natural desire for security that I have. And that security that comes through possessions, through treasures, through things that fill my time, that empower me, that give me what I want, that allow me to do what I want to do. And all of that gives me security and peace and confidence as I project myself forward that I have what I need to be able to do and be all that I want. And that's a beautiful and noble natural desire, to want to be secure and have what I need to be fulfilled. But You warn us to not have false securities, to put that security in things that are subject to natural destruction, moth, decay, or human destruction, thieves that can take and steal. Like, anything that's subject to be destroyed materially or taken from me by others, is not something I should put my ultimate trust and security in. I should put it in things that can't be destroyed or taken away. And that's when I'm led to you, Jesus. You are the treasure that can't be stolen or taken away from me. My interior convictions, my interior peace, my coherence with my conscience, my following what I know to be right, all of these things no one can touch or take away from me. And those are what give me peace and security. You, in the end, are what give me peace and security. And so thank you for that wise warning to not put security in things that moth and decay can affect. Sorry, I renew that trust in you in this time of prayer. I examine if there's anything in my life that's getting too much of my trust, too much of my attention, material things that I'm chasing too much, money, possessions, whatever it is. And then the second warning, again, as a positive affirmation that the eye is the portal of light. And through the eye, we see the whole world around us. We perceive so many things. We learn. It enlightens our whole soul, our whole world. But if that point of entry of light is damaged, how much more than my whole interior world is affected? And so it is spiritually, the eye of faith, the spiritual eyes with which I look upon the world and I perceive all things. If it's dim or godless or not infused by faith, no doubt it is seriously affected. And I'm affected. And my spiritual life is affected. But it makes me think of so many souls that maybe don't have faith or struggled to have faith or have let faith die because they haven't cared for it. And yes, their eyes lose that light. And then they're unable to see the realities of this world for what they are. Reflections of you, your presence. They struggle to see it. And even when they want to come back to faith, sometimes it's, I don't want to say they're too far gone, but often it's a habit. It's a gift that they haven't protected or cultivated or used, and it's rusty and hard and even locked and requires a real action of grace, humility, of openness to be able to let that light shine again. So I'm led to thank you. Thank you for the light of faith that you've given me. Thank you for helping me preserve that faith. Thank you for making yourself present in so many ways so that I can see through faith. I'm led also, Jesus, to repentance for where I let that faith and that vision of faith get opaque, get a little bit of glaucoma, a little closed, let cataracts form, a film of gray that takes away the facility to see you in all things, to perceive you in all things, to let the world speak to me of you, let human beings speak to me of you. Because I lose that, Lord, I don't cultivate it. So I'm sorry, Lord, for the ways I let the world, the flesh, and the devil affect my view. So have mercy on me, Lord, and help me to choose to live by the light of faith today, to set aside things that would distract or affect that spiritual sight, to be able to see your action in the world. Form a resolution for the day, a way I can carry this dialogue throughout all of my day, a way I can see you more actively by faith, or a way also I can detach myself from certain treasures that I might be storing up or putting false hopes in material or things, and return through some action to treasures that can't be lost, that are eternal, that are solid, unshakable. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.